Scott with SJ Wealthfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 434. So now we're getting politicians assassinated. Who's the patsy? Who's the perpetrator? False flag? Something smells, my friends. I'll tell you my theory on this. Plus, we're going to cover a plethora of stories and just weave them into the big picture. There's so much trauma and drama. You need to look at these threads, you know, not in silos. You need to weave them together for the bigger picture and the bigger agenda. And that's what we try to do here with SJWellfire.com. But the first story I want to cover, many of you probably heard this, two Minnesota lawmakers shot in politically motivated attacks, Waltz says. So who attacked these politicians, lawmakers? Well, it's Vance Luther Bolter, who, get this, was an ordained minister who is anti-abortion. Something smells about this. It smells like a patsy to me. Or maybe he was a mind-controlled zombie. Or maybe he was just crazy. But it doesn't pass the sniff test because we have covered over and over and over for the last 4 years these mainstream news stories creating Christians as psychopaths. Remember, judgment is the Lord's. We need to do our part and pray and fast and walk in a narrow path. There's power in prayer. A lot of truthers that are Christians do not talk about the power of prayer. Humble yourself, get in your prayer closet, my friends. So something does not pass the sniff test here, because the other thing here, this is what raised my eyebrows before they actually talked about the suspect, is he flees and he leaves a manifesto and a list of other legislators. I just so happened to leave that list. Somewhat did not pass the sniff test to me. Just seemed too convenient. The clues placed perfectly. Kind of like the passport found when the Twin Towers fell. Oh, we found the passport from the hijackers. I wasn't even awake then. I thought that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So I'm not saying they weren't shot or assassinated, but the big picture of this too, this is where it fits the script, is you're probably going to start seeing people on the right getting assassinated, our politicians and leaders. And all of this, I think, fits Dmitry Duterman's dream of communism, civil war, and then we get attacked by Russia, China. I saw Cuba in a dream. I think he nails the timeline of all of this. This is an End of Days Watchman News Ministry. If you go back, I've seen dreams of China, Russia, Cuba. And I don't know if they were Muslims attacking or drug cartels. I couldn't tell, but I've seen terror attacks here in the United States as well. And I've never really understood the timeline of these things, but I've also seen massive surveillance system, driverless cars, polls. So they need chaos for control, and then they need to consolidate everything. So I personally think you're watching a massive script, and they're painting Christians as evil. And I like to tie everything. I'm just going to tie that last story to the Word of God, Matthew chapter 10, verses 22 through 24. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So no matter how bad it gets, when they start to ban the Bible as hate speech, as being anti-Semitic, be strong, my friends. When they pass Noahide laws, that's off with your head, that the Freemasons, I think, will be the ones that will execute it, right? Because the Freemasons are part of the cabal, that Kabbalah worship. You can see all of this going down, my friends. How much time do we have? I'm not sure. I think the technology needs to improve a little bit with the surveillance state. And here's my transition into the surveillance state, and it's moving fast. U.S. Army bringing in big tech executives as lieutenant colonels. You can't make this up, my friends. So they're blending social media and big tech with the military. And this is just out in front. Think Palantir, that pre-crime software, the AI targeting system called the Gospel, with Palantir DNA linked into that technology. Think about Stargate and Larry Ellison's quotes of, we're going to film you 24/7. And if you need a bathroom break, we're still going to film you, but it'll be private. And unless we need a court order from a judge, this is an abomination. This is wickedness. And all of it has to do with this biodigital convergence, hooking you up to AI so you lose your free will. But let's read. Four tech executives from major companies, including Meta and Palantir, wow, are being sworn into the Army Reserve as lieutenant colonels under a new recruitment program aimed at bridging the gap between the military and private sector technology. Bridging the gap. Do you see it? This initiative, called Detachment 201, seeks to bring in experts to help the Army adopt commercial technologies like drones and AI, and targeting you. This No Kings protest was so organized and so well done. The government wants you to, the government wants these things promoted on CNN and all these different places. Here are the events. They're watching both sides and tagging you. Who are you? The executives who are highly successful in their fields will undergo traditional Army training before serving as tech-focused policy advisors. They are expected to provide guidance on modernization efforts within the Army. As Bosworth stated, they are deeply invested in helping advance American technological innovation. This reminds me, too, of IDF soldiers having high-level positions of Meta. This is your beast system, my friends. Because they want, the next slide I'm going to talk about is, they want to be the arbiter of truth. Censorship is coming fast, ID 2020, where you won't be able to get on the net without your papers, please. And they want AI to monitor things in real time. In the next couple stories, I'm going to prove that out. We're getting primed for it. So I heard this on local news in Michigan, where they're talking about fake news. And if you're heavy in social media, you're more prone to fake news. So this research will be used as a means to censor the net. Let me get my face off here and let's play it.
Well, a first-of-its-kind study at Michigan State University has found a correlation between people with problematic social media habits and falling for fake news. The study was published last month in the academic journal called Plus One. Researchers used generic social media posts for both real and debunked news stories and surveyed people on whether they believed that these stories were true. They also asked how likely people were to interact or share the content. That was then followed by a separate survey looking for signs of possible social media addiction. You can read more about this fascinating study, as well as how to spot fake news and why the World Economic Forum believes that this is one of the biggest threats facing the world today. That is all inside Matt Jaworski's story, exclusively at woodtv.com.
That is actually hilarious. One of the biggest threats. No, it's the biggest threat. Free speech is the biggest threat to the World Economic Forum's New World Order agenda. These guys want to be the arbiter of truth. Debunk stories. What, people getting very, very sick and cancer skyrocketing and hearts being destroyed after the days of Noah devil juice? I mean, that story just bugged me. Hitting local news. And it just goes deeper. Microsoft employees say emails with Gaza, Palestine, or genocide won't send. So they have the technology to stop your emails. I think I've seen that personally with my ministry. I can't send certain emails, or it's just being blocked. Telegram Musk-owned XAI partner to distribute Grok to messaging apps users. So they're putting AI in Telegram. We did a podcast about DARPA having the means to override the net and censor real time with artificial intelligence. And then 2, 3, 4 years later, we're seeing all these people put this technology in. It'll be real-time censorship. Real-time censorship. And where this is going is, when you hook up to AI, AI will write your emails and take over your thoughts. This biodigital convergence. I can just see it. Now it's your friend, it's your partner, it's your assistant. This is how they're trying to market it. Eventually, it'll be baked into you. And you won't be able to survive unless you do it. because it'll be so smart. But this anti-free speech system is, again, this DARPA program. Bill Gates on Netflix talked about there needs to be a system so we can stop bullying real time, so the bad information doesn't get out super fast. Now, this is our enslavement. This is what I wrote on Telegram. News is priming the masses for AI speech interference censorship. Article below. This is the first step for social credit scores. When will AI, your digital twin, write politically correct emails for you, especially when the bio-digital AI convergence brain-computer interface is implemented? No more free will. Your AI assistant that can make purchases in your name. This all blends together. Hopefully I'm explaining the risk of all of this artificial intelligence. The next story I want to cover is just this Mark of the Beast money system, right? Trump is really pushing Bitcoin, everything on the blockchain. They're trying to reestablish what money is. So Coinbase is one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world, partners with American Express to launch Coinbase One Card, offering up to 4% Bitcoin back on all purchases. Here's their advertisement. The one thing I noticed with this is it has this black goo vibe to it and graphene oxide. I don't know if you saw that. Spend dollars, make Bitcoin. And then they're pushing the digital wallet. Soon this will be in you.
Best passport. While not a replacement for your physical passport, digital ID can be used for domestic travel at supported TSA checkpoints, in apps, and in person, where age and identity verification are required. And while at the airport, you'll appreciate refreshed boarding passes and wallet, which now include convenient access to indoor mapping that gets you around the airport quickly. Find My to track your bags right from the boarding pass and shareable live flight status, so loved ones can keep track.
Our digital enslavement is moving so, so fast. Now, this is an old story from May, but I found it interesting because they're going to push CRISPR. They're going to CRISPR technology for DNA enhancement, transhumanism, hooking up to artificial intelligence for great skills. We've talked about nine excuses to hook up to artificial intelligence, from health to speaking multiple languages. I mean, it's really an impressive strategy, but they need to kind of morph us into these superpowers. And here's an example. These contact lenses give people smart human sight. Wearers of these contact lenses see infrared light in multiple colors, even with their eyes closed. So when will they say, listen, if you want your baby to have eyes of an eagle, super, these eyes of a shark, if a shark has great eyes, whatever it is, we can actually have that upgrade. And maybe it'll help them be a better baseball player. I'm just saying, it's getting weird. And while I was researching this, what came up were demonic contact lenses, like four or five companies where you could actually have these satanic demon lenses. How far have we fallen as a society? And another bit that did not surprise me, because they want to mix iron and clay. Transhumanism is part of the right and left. They put us in this division, but they really are working together for this AIB system in transhumanism. So this did not surprise me, even though it's a leftist judge, but it didn't surprise me that this happened, because again, they're, in my opinion, you're watching big time wrestling, at least at the federal level. U.S. judge halts Trump ban on treatment for 1,000 transgender prisoners. Of course they did, because they want you to defile yourself. Now, for those of you that have followed me for a while, I had that dream. The Antichrist was hit with Spear of Destiny or a big high caliber bullet, and they put his head on this mega computer. And sure enough, we've covered multiple articles where they're using brain cells to run computers. And here's just another example. This is creepy, where they're having this brain run a robot. And what I saw with the Antichrist head on the computer is he showed up as a hologram that looked real. People thought he was really there in their hometown. It was so crisp. But check this out. This is just wild. And I wonder if they're 20, 30 years ahead of this.
This robot is powered by lab-grown human brain cells. Chinese researchers have developed this brain-on-chip technology called MetaBOC. Researchers say that their tiny lab-grown brain could learn tasks faster than current AI models. They say it uses much less energy than AI, which needs a lot of power and data to learn. These brain cells also show more, quote, intuition and creativity than AI, learning with fewer examples. Could this be because some aspect of the human spirit is locked in these brain cells? And is there any moral issue with using human brain cells and possibly the human soul to power robots to perform slave-like behavior?
What is my purpose?
You pass butter.
Oh my God.
I mean, think about this. People donate their organs. You mean to tell me people haven't donated their brains and they're not messing with this technology in their secretive labs? Wild time to be alive. All right. Now I want to talk about the destruction of the economy. It's really nice to see Ice Age Farmer is back. He's posting again. Empty shelves are reported widely across U.S., blamed on cyber attack for North America's largest food distributor, UNFI. Not just Whole Foods, as the Empire Media is claiming. If they are trying to really mix things up, leading to Saturday's birthday military march versus the growing riots, food shortages would certainly be a highly incendiary fuel to throw on that fire. So you have the tariffs. I was in the food industry for years. A lot of our packaging came from overseas. So you're just going to see inflation. These cyber attacks remind me of World Economic Forum's plan of the digital pandemic, Cyber Polygon. Check that feedcast out. They want AI to control the food. They want to make the food in their 15-minute smart cities. They want to go after eggs. Eggs is the perfect food. They want you to register your eggs. This is a little bit of an older story. Early June, bird flu wipes out 95% of birds on one of the U.S. largest farm eggs. So then they can defile the chickens and track the chickens. I know somebody in the marijuana legalization industry, and she was telling me that they legalized marijuana in the state of Michigan, but everything is tracked from seed to consumption. It's this blockchain tracking system. That's what they want to do with the food. So create the crisis, defile the chickens, poison them with their technology, with their pokes, and then track it all the way through the food chain with AI. You know that's where it's going. And then if you're not signed up for the Mark of the Beast, you won't be able to eat their food, their garbage food. And we've been warning about how Trump is destroying the economy. American consumer giant announces mass layoffs as shoppers tighten their belts. And so when you read the article, it was P&G, 7,000 jobs. Wild time, my friends. P&G makes Tide, that sort of thing. You have to remember, Edom is the West in the United States, according to rabbis, must be destroyed. And so I've always said Trump is the new world order banker boy. He's creating chaos to bring America down, right, to merge with Canada, Greenland, for the 10 kings, to bring in artificial intelligence as the savior. Palantir, the likes. I mean, he's making every move that is enslaving us. And the tariffs, I mean, on and on and on, right? So there's a war on the economy. This is interesting. Ford CEO says rare earth shortage forced it to shut down a factory. Wild, right? Israel escalates conflict with Iran, striking world's largest gas field. I had a dream the Antichrist would bring on free energy and just look like a savior. Grids down everywhere from probably World War III. So they're destroying oil? I mean, come on. The Strait of Hormuz is the world's most important oil transit. Flows through the Strait of Hormuz in 2018 made up about one-third of total global seaborne traded oil and more than one-quarter of the natural gas goes through there. Rumors have it Iran's going to shut it down with this conflict. And I wonder if this was a terror attack here in the United States. Residents of Texas City told to shelter in place after massive fire erupts at Marathon Oil Refinery. Do you see it? Is it just me? So they're destroying the economy. World War III, right versus left, assassinating politicians, blaming Christians, launching Palantir with all government, E-God, Doge, spelled backwards, setting up AI in Middle Eastern countries, Israel, top three country with artificial intelligence, swearing in tech executives into the military. Stargate says, Larry Ellison says, we're going to film you 24/7. This is pre-crime. This is Mark of the Beast technology with, you know, moving us towards the blockchain. Trump pushing it, you know, the New World Order banker boy. Trojan Trump, I like to call him. All this is moving so fast. Right versus left. Then you need to think about the taxes. On top of the destruction of the food supply, right? We've covered all the manufacturing and supply chains that have been destroyed. So we have that digital hit with a distributor. But I've been watching taxes. It's a big, big play. And this is a little bit old, but it blew me away. Hawaii's first in the nation climate change tourist tax, expected to generate nearly $100 million annually. So now there's a carbon dioxide tax that you exhale in Hawaii for tourism. It's wicked. This didn't pass, but San Francisco's, I watched San Francisco. It's very interesting. They tried to arm robots, right? San Francisco's absurd plan to charge homeowners for having a driveway. This reminded me of a dream where they were trying to tax people for having fruit trees because there's a benefit from fruit trees or a garden. They're going to try to tax you on so many different fronts. And then this article I found interesting. Florida weatherman claims he will not be able to accurately predict hurricanes this summer because of federal budget cuts. So I'm looking to see if that's true, because how that will impact you. If they can't forecast right, they can't plan accordingly, I think this would impact your insurance rates, because insurance rates, you use actuaries, and if they can't predict things right, they'll probably raise their premiums. It's unbelievable, my friends. We're just being hit on so many fronts. And then the last video I want to play is just people are waking up. I just found this interesting with Peter Thiel, who actually said he thinks he might be creating or artificial intelligence might be the Antichrist. So check out that VCast that we did. So he's at a Bilderberg meeting. You know, he's part of the club and somebody's calling him out. So I'm going to end here. And we jumped around a little bit. But in summary, something didn't smell right with the politicians getting a politician getting assassinated and the other one getting shot that were leftists. It fits a bigger narrative of divide and conquer in this communist war. Then we have just a whole slew of information of censoring the internet with the World Economic Forum and research papers. It's just garbage. It's a plan. Trump's even called for censoring the net multiple times. And then this Mark of the Beast money system with Coinbase moving to incentivize you to get on Bitcoin. These digital wallets. And then just the attack on our food supply with digital pandemics. It's just chaos. There's so much chaos. Chaos for control. For this Mark of the Beast system. And the economy, folks, They're going after the economy. Stay strong, my friends.
Mr. Thiel, do you have any comments about Palantir's surveillance of the American people, sir? Or any of your connections to Jeffrey Epstein? I think people are rather concerned about that last particular one. You're setting up a Big Brother surveillance system, and people know it, sir. You think the American people want this surveillance tech being used against them? Any comments at all on the Epstein connections? You were meeting with them? People are waking up to what you're doing there, sir. That's why we're here covering this. Wow, Peter Thiel was booking it. That man picked up the pace. The second the word Epstein came out at CMD, started getting a little faster. But stone cold Peter Thiel. Of course, co-founded Palantir with Alex Karp, who is still here. And these are the guys who are setting up the Big Brother surveillance system, essentially to track, trace, and database everyone. Not just Americans, you may have heard me say that, but literally everyone. And that's big reason of part of the reason why he is here. There is a lot of heavy kind of tech representation here and military men who are preparing for something. So Peter Thiel in the house.